This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Lee Wood, membership director at KUAF and the host and producer of almost every edition of the Vinyl Hour, heard Sunday evenings at 5 on KUAF3. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the Vinyl Hour.
Okay, let's talk about it. Well, I'm really excited about this week's, and because I feel like it's very specific to the weather. I'm kind of a weather listening person. The seasons influence the music I listen to.
So what you might listen to in the summer is different than what you might listen to in autumn.
Absolutely. I have a feeling this isn't unique, but this week we are talking about and listening to Van Morrison.
I think of Van Morrison as autumnal / winter.
Yes. Well,
overcast, short days,
perhaps a little bit misty, kind of a little rainy, not necessarily cold, but you know, there's sort of a cold wind on your cheeks. Yeah. All right. So my co-host is Samantha Sigmund, and Samantha's been on the show a couple of times before. She first came with a Lazy Sunday Morning playlist, which was really great and fun. And in that playlist, she played a track from Astral Weeks, which is Van Morrison's first solo album. And we both just kind of went crazy on it because we're both fanatics about that album. Made the decision we had to do a Vinyl Hour just on Van Morrison. And finally, like a year later, here we are doing it. But we really wanted to wait until this time of year to do it because we feel like it fits in perfectly.
Will we hear more from Astral Weeks Sunday?
Yes, you will. I love the way that Samantha put this together. She has a great blues collection in her vinyl collection. So she brought records from John Lee Hooker, Howling Wolf. We've got some Ray Charles in there. These are artists that really influenced Van Morrison. Hank Williams Sr. Is in there because of his songwriting. So we get a good snapshot of some of the artists that really were influencing Van Morrison. And she knows all this great stuff about Van Morrison's dad apparently was in America for a while and built this really great collection of early blues, early rock and roll and folk and country and brought it over to Belfast. And so he had access to all of these songs. Then we listened to some Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. We spend time with Moondance, which we both determined is the gateway album into Van Morrison.
Most people, if they only have one Van Morrison album, it's not a greatest hits collection, it's Moondance.
Yes. Because, it sounds like a greatest hits album. Yeah, I mean, every single song is really fantastic and easy to listen to, but I don't mean that in a condescending way. It's just a very palatable record. And then Astral Weeks, which is, you could say, is not necessarily that easy to listen to. But we really feel like, because we're fanatics about it, the more you listen to it, the more rewarding it becomes. And it's a very unique piece. It was recorded without the musicians really knowing the songs, without them rehearsing, without them really knowing each other. It was a group of people that came together in a room, 2 3-hour sessions, and they just created this work. And you can hear it. You can hear the improvisation and you can hear the magic moments that come together. We do really talk about Astral Weeks a lot. We focus on it. But then we also talk about musicians that were influenced by Van Morrison because he certainly has a legacy. Jim Morrison is one of the biggest ones. And then artists that you may not think of, like Beck. Yeah.
You're right. I would not think of him.
There you go.
All right.
So I really love it. I love Van Morrison's music. This was a really fun hour to put together. Samantha's always so prepared, and she brings such interesting things. And I'm hoping you can listen to it on Sunday evening, and the weather will be perfect.
All right. So hoping for a bit of mist Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. That's when you can hear the Vinyl Hour. Lee Wood, thank you.
Thank you.